Okay, I'll welcome everybody back. Trust you had some time to take off and enjoy the summer. We're back into our fall business cycle. Just remind everybody to please turn off your phone or put it on buzz. Our first order of business is the swearing in of new and reappointed council members. I believe, Pat, you're going to administer the oath.
Could I please ask our newly appointed and reappointed council members to stand for the oath of office? And what I'd like you to do is read along with me. I think you all have a copy. Everybody ready? As trustees of the nation's... Oh, I'm sorry. I started at the wrong place. Now, this first sentence is a run-on sentence, so take a deep breath before you start. I, as a duly appointed member of a regional fishery management council established under the Magnuson Fishery Conservation and Management Act, hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America by carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation. I recognize my responsibility to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee of the nation's marine fishery resources, being careful to balance competing private or regional interests and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources. I commit myself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson Fishery Conservation and Management Act and other applicable law, and shall conduct myself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce. This oath is freely given and without mental reservation and purpose of evasion. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, Pat. And I'd like to welcome Mary Beth Tooley and Jim Fair to the council. You've jumped in into the fire here. Before I move on to the next agenda item, which is elections, I'd like to turn the microphone over to Dave Preble, who has some remarks to make about a loss that the council experienced.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the last time this council met, Rhode Island and the entire fishing community suffered the passing of Phil Rule, who was lost at sea, as we all know. Phil was a council member. He was a spokesman for the fishing industry. He was an innovator. And above all, Phil was a working commercial fisherman, and he was a good man. Right after I was appointed to the council, Phil and I met one day, and he explained to me how things worked and told me how my specific background could be of most use. His words turned out to be a blueprint for how it's worked out. But now we're facing an enormous and immediate challenge. The future of the commercial fishing industry is in danger, and we have to get things right, and we have to do it now. It's going to be difficult, it's going to be contentious, but we have to get started. And today, before we start, I would like all of us here to reflect on the importance of what we must do and to honor Phil Rule by observing a moment of silence. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dave. Now we're on to the 2008-2009 election process. Gene Martin MCs this portion every year. Gene?
That's my big day every year. All right, I'd like to draw your attention, I believe, everybody should have this, the handout that was passed out at your place. that's entitled Election of Officers, which explains who we're electing and what the rules are for voting, and it also contains a number of ballots that we'll be using during the election process. And I'd like to just quickly go over some of the general rules that are outlined here on the first page of this handout. We're going to be voting first for chairman, then for vice chairman, and then for either two or three members of the executive council, executive committee, and that will depend on whether the sitting chairman is reelected or not, because the immediate past chairman is automatically a member of the executive committee. The votes will be done, your vote should be indicated on the ballot by an X across from the name of the person that's nominated for the particular office that we'll be voting on at any given vote. Write-ins are not counted, are not acceptable. Voting will be by secret ballot, and I'm going to ask Captain McGinnis, Joe McGinnis, to help me, as is the custom, with the counting of the votes. Now, if there is a tie for three or more nominees for a particular office, the rule is that the person receiving the fewest votes will be dropped, and if the low two are tied, both will be dropped from the ballot. If the low three are tied, all four will stay on the ballot, and we will continue to vote along those guidelines. If there's a repeated tie vote after a number of ballots have been cast, then we will accept, or I will accept nominations, or excuse me, a motion for resolving the tie. So, are there any questions about the voting procedure? If not, let's go forward and move to the first ballot, and please mark on the top of that ballot number one. And this will be, and what I would like to do is open the floor for nominations for chairman. Yes, Dave.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate John Pappalardo for another term.
Okay, John Pappalardo, number 13, has been nominated. Are there any other nominations for chair? One more time, are there any other nominations for chair? If not, I will open the floor for motions for accepting John Pappalardo by acclamation.
So moved.
Therefore, John, we're going to declare you chair by acclamation. And we'll just go on to the next ballot, for ballot number two. And this will be for vice chair. And I open the floor for nominations for vice chair. Mr. Preble.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Rip Cunningham for vice chair.
Okay, number three, Rip Cunningham has been nominated for vice chair. Are there other nominations for vice chair? Yes, Mark.
I would like to nominate Frank Blount for vice chair of the council.
Okay, Frank Blount has been nominated, number two, for vice chair. This will be ballot number two, by the way. If you could put that at the top of the ballot. Are there other nominations for vice chair? Do I have a motion to close nominations for vice chair? A second? All those in favor of closing nominations for vice chair signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. The ayes have it. We have two nominees for vice chair. And so on ballot number two, vote for either Frank Blount, number two on the list, or Rip Cunningham, number three. And Captain, if you can collect the ballots on that side, and I'll do it on this side. We'll go and voting for three executive council members. because the chair is automatically a member, and there's no vice chair. I mean, no past chair that would automatically be a member. So this will be ballot number 3. This will be for our first elected person for one of the 3 slots on the executive committee. So I open the floor for nominations. Rip?
I nominate Terry Stockwell.
Okay, Terry Stockwell's been nominated. Terry is under number 9. George LaPointe / Terry Stockwell is the alternate for Maine. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Dave Preble.
Okay, Dave Preble's been nominated. And that's number 15. Are there other nominations? Yes, Dave Pierce.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Jimmy Odlin.
Jimmy Odlin's been nominated. Rodney? I couldn't hear. Sally McGee has been nominated. That's number 11. Are there any other nominations for the first seat on the Executive Council to be filled? Do I have a motion to close nominations? And a second? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All right. Please mark well, who was elected to our first open seat on the Executive Council. And now I will open the floor to nominations for the second open seat on the Executive Council. Yes, Terry.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Pierce.
Dr. Pierce has been nominated. It's number 14. This will be on ballot 5, by the way. Are there other nominations for a seat on the Executive Council? Yes.
To nominate Dave Preble.
Okay, Dave Preble has been nominated, number 15. Rodney?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to nominate Mary Beth Tooley.
Okay, Mary Beth, number 18, Mary Beth Tooley has been nominated. Are there any nominations for the second open seat on the Executive Council? Frank?
Sally McGee.
Okay, Sally McGee, number 11, has been nominated. Any other nominations? Do I have a motion to close nominations? Second. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? No. Okay. This will be ballot number 5. There are 4 nominees for the second open seat. Number 11, Sally McGee. Number 14, Dave Pierce. Number 15, Dave Preble. And number 18, Mary Beth Tooley. No one person received a majority. There were 2 tied for the lowest amount of votes, and we will drop those. And that leaves 2 remaining nominees for the second seat, Sally McGee and Dave Preble. So if you go to your next ballot, mark it number 6, and vote for either number 11, Sally McGee, or number 15, Dave Preble. Okay, we have a winner, and that's Dave Preble. Congratulations, Dave. Now we are moving to the third and last open seat in the executive on the executive committee, and the floor is open for nominations. Rodney?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to nominate James Odlett.
Okay, Jimmy Odley's been nominated, number 12. By the way, this is ballot number 8, if you can put that at the top. Are there any other nominations? Yes.
I'd like to nominate David Pierce.
David Pierce has been nominated, number 14. Rip?
Nominate Sally McGee.
Okay, Sally McGee has been nominated, number 11. Are there any other nominations? Pat?
I'd like to nominate Frank Blount.
Okay, Frank Blount has been nominated, number 2. Do I hear any other nominations? Is there a motion to close the nominations? So, and second it. We have no majority winner and one low vote count getter and tied for the second and third place. The low vote count was for David Pierce. So we will drop him from ballot from the next ballot, which will be ballot number 9, and you'll be voting between Frank Blount, number 2, Sally McGee, number 11, and James Odlin, number 12. Okay, we still have no majority. We have a low vote getter out of the three, which is Sally McGee. So she will drop from the ballot, and this will be ballot number 10. And the two remaining nominees for the third and final seat of the executive committee are number 2, Frank Blount, and number 12, James Odlin. I'd like to congratulate Frank Blount for winning the third open seat to the executive committee, and that concludes the election, I believe, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Gene, and congratulations to everybody. I'm going to take a 5-minute break, allow Andy to set up for skates. Okay, we're on the 10 o'clock agenda item.